Hey everybody, it's Mike McCabe with Our Wisconsin Revolution. Mark Twain once said a lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is putting on its shoes. I have to wonder if Twain would amend his famous observation if he were alive today. With all of today's social media and online apps and platforms, seems like lies circle the entire globe two or three times before the truth can get its boots on. A study of Twitter content analyzed close to 126,000 reports or stories whose main points or representations were contested. These stories were the subjects of tweets by 3 million users over a span of more than 10 years. The study found that the truth simply did not compete effectively with rumor and hoax. By every measure, falsehood dominated the truth on Twitter. Fake news and false rumors reached more people, penetrated deeper into the social network, and spread much faster than accurate stories. I wrote in my book Unscrewing America that good journalism is never neutral. Good journalists come down squarely on the side of truth and justice. They comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Bad ones are accomplices. With so many official lies and too many accessories to the crime, our current times will go down in history as the age of BS. Unless, of course, the manure spreaders somehow figure out a way to prevent the truth from ever being recorded for posterity. The powerful and privileged have always found honesty inconvenient. It has this pesky way of interfering with their plans. Their problem got way bigger in the 20th century with the advent of radio and then television. Never before in human history could more sources of information reach mass audiences so quickly. The powerful and privileged knew they had to do something. Step one was to do away with the fairness doctrine and weaken other public interest obligations enshrined in the Radio Act of 1927 and the Communications Act of 1934 that for decades ensured everything from coverage of local issues to children's educational programming. Step two was to methodically demonize legitimate news reporting and convince a significant segment of the population to no longer trust what is reported. Not only were lies told, but a highly organized effort was made to persuade the public that no one was telling the truth. Journalism was being delegitimized. Step three was the construction of their own alternative news operations. Free of the old requirements to serve the public interest, they could build their own propaganda machine. And they did. The completion of these three steps brought about this era of fake news and alternative facts we now live in. That chapter of the book concludes this way. Seeing through genuinely fake news is integral to unscrewing America. We the people are going to have to prove that the land of the free is still the home of the brave. We're going to have to demonstrate courage and stand up for a free press and make it clear we do not see journalists as our enemies, but rather as indispensable defenders of democracy. For Our Wisconsin Revolution, I'm Mike McCabe.